Now, here's your host, Mark Moses.
Good afternoon and welcome. Welcome indeed to, yes, a Monday edition of the Mark Moses Show, only right here on Sports Radio 107.9 FM, 1560 AM, and anywhere you listen online and podcast. Let's get right into it. Great weekend for sports. It really was. I had a lot of fun. I watched the Magic game Friday night, a game they lost. I watched the Gators spring game on Saturday. I also watched some of the UCF spring game on Friday night. Right? I'm watching the Masters. Then I'm at the Magic game on Sunday. It was a lot of fun. I know there's no like NFL, high school, or college football going on. It's April. It was a nice weekend though. It really was. And I'll start with this. I went to the Kia Center. I did. I went to that game. That was, hands down, one of the biggest games I've ever been to at that Kia Center, which, yes, used to be the Amway Center. They renamed it. It was the Magic who needed a win to make sure they get a top six seed in the Eastern Conference for the NBA playoffs. Taking on the Milwaukee Bucks, a team that embarrassed Orlando in Milwaukee earlier last week. Big time game. I've been going to games there at that arena for about 11 seasons now. Yes, I'm old man River. I've been here for a minute, as the kids would say. That was, by far, regular season. I went to the playoff games there in 2019 when Toronto embarrassed them after a while. That was, hands down, the biggest game where it's like, hey, we got to win and we got a shot to win I've ever been at that arena. Big time atmosphere. And I loved, by the way, I love the 1 o'clock start. So I parked my car around like 11:15 and I walked into the arena. Ooh, I like this. I like this. I like big time atmosphere, big time game, big time energy from the crowd. They brought it, the sixth man. And I was done by about 4:30. That was good. I like this. I like this. It's better than driving back to Melbourne at about midnight after a big game, win or loss. I'd like to see more of these 1 o'clock starts. I like this on a Sunday. Very nice. Here's the story you didn't see on TV. So when you go through the media entrance, it's through security. Usually fans go through that main entrance on Church Street. I go to this back way on the other side of the building by that Geico garage. And that's where the players come in. You know, and I'm bougie. I'm big time. So it's funny. You go through security and then you check in as a media member. So I'm checking in. And I'm talking to my main man, Lewis, who does a great job where he's in charge of credentials, him and his staff. And security's there. They all do a great job. So I'm signing, yes, I'm Mark Moses, such and such. And they're printing out my credential. It's you know, it's an easy process. And all of a sudden, someone shows up. It was so bizarre. It was Doc Rivers, the current coach of the Milwaukee Bucks, the opposing head coach, the guy that's won an NBA championship, a former player, super famous in the world of basketball, 90s player, super famous. He's got to win today as well. And we're like, what? What? And there's all these people waiting to get their credential. There's all these security, and then there's Magic employees. And I'm like, what is going on? And Doc Rivers shows up, and he's just like, hey, how's it going? What? And just like, huh? Hey, I'm Doc Rivers. He literally, like a politician, like he's running for president. He walked up to every single employee, shook their hand, and said, hey, thanks for all your help. Appreciate all you do for this organization. Just want to stop by and say, hey, keep up the great work. What? Then I walk by him and I put up my hand. I go, hey, coach, good luck on the postseason. And he shook my hand. He's like, all right, thanks, man. And he kept walking. That was the most bizarre start to any basketball game or any sporting event I have ever seen. And now I completely understand why Doc Rivers keeps getting jobs. I get it. Because he can work the room. He is a politician. He is a great dude. And I've seen him before. I saw him at a game when he was coaching the Clippers. And Johnny Dawkins, the coach at UCF, former NBA player, you know, a guy who's known around NBA circles. Him, those two guys, they're buddies. They're joking around. They're talking. And that I get. Two former players who are buddies. this was so bizarre where Doc Rivers, he just goes up to everyone. Hey, thanks for your help. I'm like, you're not the coach of the Magic. I could understand if Jamal Mosley is going up to each employee. Hey, thanks for your help. You know, it's the end of the regular season. Whatever happens. No. The opposing coach. Now, yes, if you know your history, Doc Rivers was a former coach of the Orlando Magic. He won coach of the year in a year where there was no expectations about, 24 years ago, where they went, 41, some record like that, a game off of making the playoffs, and they blew away all expectations. Daryl Armstrong's on that team, Bo Outlaw. People love that Magic team. They really do. Didn't make the playoffs, but he won coach of the year. Then he left, and as we know, then he went on to the Celtics. He won. Then Philly, the Clippers. You can go on and on and on. He's got ties to the Magic. He probably owns property in Central Florida. It was very weird to start the day. It was awesome. It was cool meeting Doc Rivers, but it was like, wait, what? Why are you shaking everyone's hands? Why are you being so nice? Shouldn't you be game planning? No. This guy, he's got to shake hands and kiss babies. That's what he needs. Like, he's running for office. And I walked out of there, and I thought, well, today's going to be interesting. Win or lose, this is going to be an interesting day here in downtown Orlando. And it was. And the game starts, and the crowd is just like, there's all this nervous energy in the building, and it was a terrible start by the Magic. And honestly, you look at that past, 6 days or so, where, you know, they lose to Houston, they lose to Milwaukee, they lose to Philadelphia, and you're just like, this is not good. There was a sense there in the first quarter where they get off to a terrible start. They can't score, and you're thinking, they're probably going to lose this game. Then they're probably going to lose the play-in tournament, and that's going to be it, and that'll end the season. But you know what? Things started to click. They finally, for the first time in about a week, the team showed a pulse, and they played as a team, and they turned it on, and they won that game. That is one of the biggest wins in the history of the Magic. They've been around for 35 years, regular season especially, big-time win. They've been to the finals twice, 95-09. But that was a big-time win. You put that up there. You put that on the bulletin board. This was one of the biggest wins. It was. So the Magic win in a game where, and I want to clarify this, Milwaukee did not have their best player. Giannis Antetokounmpo is a finals MVP. MVP. He is a top five player in the NBA, a difference maker, future Hall of Famer. He would have been the best player on that court. He would have been the difference. Milwaukee probably win that game. But he wasn't there. And the Magic capitalized. And they got that win. And it was such a relief. Because if they lose that game, I'm telling you, season's probably over. But they won. And you got to give credit to Coach Mosley, where he started Jonathan Isaac. He did. Second start of the season. And Isaac set the tone on the defensive end. And he hit a couple big shots, especially a corner three. And Isaac was huge. And there's a story that Coach Mosley told afterwards where in the second quarter, he was ready to put Wendell Carter Jr. back in the game. Where, hey, you didn't start. I know you've had some back issues, but I think you're ready. Get in that game. And Carter said no. He said, keep Isaac in the game. It's helping us right now. I'll help out later in the game. That is a team-first atmosphere that you usually get in high school basketball. Or maybe college. But at the NBA level, with egos and millions of dollars, with their salaries, the fact that you have a professional athlete say, I don't want to go in, leave my teammate in, it's helping us right now. That shows you right there, the team is clicking and they're playing for each other. You don't see that very often. You don't. You really don't. So that was refreshing. And that was awesome. So give it up to Wendell Carter Jr. He was great in the second half as well. And that was great. They win big. They're going to the playoffs. I loved going yesterday. Can't stress this enough. I get to do a lot of cool things, and it's really cool to see the Orlando Magic grow as a team. And compared to 19 and 20 when they made the playoffs, hey, they barely won 40 games. They were the eighth seed, and they got obliterated in round one both years. And you saw that was the ceiling. They can squeak into the playoffs and then get destroyed. This team has a higher ceiling. This team has a brighter future. They're the 5 seed this year. Their core is young. And I feel like this team's been building since 2020. When they drafted Cole Anthony, then you look at drafting Markelle Fultz. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I apologize. Drafting Franz Wagner and Jalen Suggs. Sorry, I screwed that up, all right? So 2020 is Cole Anthony. 21, right? You just keep doing this here every single year. Franz Wagner, Jalen Suggs, then Paolo Banchero, and then you keep getting these veterans. And you build it, build it, build it. That's what they have accomplished in 4 years. It took 4 years as a project to get to this point, to get to the playoffs. And they're here. And now they're going to take on Cleveland. Now, do I feel there's a sense there that Milwaukee and, Milwaukee and maybe Cleveland lost yesterday where they're like, you know what? We'd rather like our matchups as the 3 and 4 seed where Milwaukee's got Indiana and Cleveland's got Orlando over the Knicks, who won yesterday in overtime against the Bulls. That was on national TV. They win, they get the 2 seed, and their reward is getting the 2 seed, home court in round one, and then possibly maybe playoff Jimmy or Joel Embiid and the Sixers, who've won about 8 in a row and are the hottest team in the Eastern Conference. Yeah, I think those teams said, you know what, we'll lose. We'll drop for the playoffs, and then you can have that as your reward. I really feel that way. And now we're set. We're good to go. The Magic won. They won big. They're up 30 points. When Joel Ingles hit that 3 from the corner, and they went up 30, that place was super loud, and it was exciting, and it was awesome. And I'm happy I went there. So here's your thing. As of right now, Monday afternoon, the Magic, they're going to open up the playoffs on the road at Cleveland on Saturday. We will keep you up to date, times, dates, arenas. But if you're a Magic fan, okay, first few games on the road, you'll probably play a Saturday, then maybe Monday, probably have a day off. Then late next week, you will have games 3 and 4 there in downtown Orlando at the Kia Center. All right? I'm ready. I am ready. Can they win? Yes, they can. Can they lose? Yes. I don't trust anyone in Eastern Conference from seeds 2 to about 10, where all these teams, the rankings, the standings, about one game apiece. This team could get hot. This team could get cold. It's up for grabs. It's going to be rotations. Can you score the basketball and injuries? Can you do that? And if you're going to do this real quick, we're going to preview all this week. You know, who's got the advantage if you're going old school? If Donovan Mitchell is healthy, he is an all-star. He can drop 40 points in a playoff game. He's done it before. He has the experience. The guard play for Cleveland is better than Orlando. I feel bad. I like Jalen Suggs. I like Cole Anthony. I'm sorry. Sorry. Darius Garland and Donovan Mitchell are a better tandem in the backcourt. They can score better. On offense, they're better. Defense, maybe the Magic have better defense. But if you're looking at guys that can score, Cleveland's got the advantage in the backcourt. Front court, Magic are better. They got Paolo Banchero. They got Franz Wagner. You got Jonathan Isaac, Wendell Carter. They're big. Magic are big and nasty and can play defense. But Cleveland's front court can play defense as well, and they're intimidating. These are two good defensive teams. Now, is that good for ABC, ESPN, TNT? No! They're already making jokes online. This will be on NBA TV. That's what's probably going to happen. It'll be on NBA TV every single game. We'll keep you posted. Locally, they're going to have games on Bally Sports as well. This is going to be fun. I love it. Next week, you're going to have NBA playoff basketball and the NFL draft's going to happen on that upcoming Thursday. Oh, man. Cancel the plans because you're going to be busy. That's where you're going to be. So we're going to keep you posted. Dante Marcatelli is going to join us in about 10 minutes from Bally Sports. We'll get his thoughts on the Magic playoff run. But real quick. Two things. Number one, I got home yesterday. I saw the last, I'd say, 4 holes of the back 9 of the Masters. And we have a champion, a 2-time champion. What was it? He's won at Scheffler. He's won at twice in 5 years. And it was kind of boring. You know, you're looking for content or story angles, all that stuff. No, he was just got to the finish line. No problems, didn't screw up, just better than everyone else. Like, great. He is the champion. He is. Can you build upon him? And I was on News 13 last night, and they asked me the question of, you know, is he the face of golf? And my answer is no, no. No one's the face of golf. No one's above the sport. Only Tiger Woods got to a point where he was bigger than the sport. Where, and I say this all the time, you could talk about Tiger Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Any time of year on a talk show, you could bring up Tiger, everyone's got an opinion. We've had winners over the last couple years where today on a program, you will talk about that winner, how they got it done. Then by Tuesday, tomorrow, we will then talk about, oh, all right, what's going on with the play-in tournament? Hey, let's talk NFL draft. Tiger, you could just keep talking about into midweek, into the end of the week, just moving forward. We've had Dustin Johnson, Rory, Phil Mickelson. You could go on and on and on. Some of these other winners. I mean, Bubba Watson, he won twice. And then we just move on. There is no face. Golf is a niche sport from the standpoint of it's very popular. People love playing in this country. It's played all over the world. And people love the Masters, the U.S. Open, but it'll never be as big, you know, NFL football or college football or baseball or basketball. It will never be as popular universally, and this is just my opinion, than team sports. Now, it's popular. Tiger got bigger than golf. He got to that point where he was his own entity. And look, he is probably the greatest golfer of my lifetime and yours as well. And we've had amazing, I mean, Jack and Arnold, and you can just rattle off these names. Tiger might build pound for pound, might be the best golfer of all time. He was the face of golf because he was bigger than golf. These other guys, all right, you win, now you got to keep winning. Tiger won, 14 majors. He is an all-timer. All right, you've won two, let's see you win three and four and five. You start getting to six, seven, eight, all right, then we can talk. But I don't think, because we've had these guys win big tournaments and then they disappear. Can you consistently keep winning? That's what Tiger did. So my answer is no. And the follow-up is, what happens to Tiger Woods? It breaks my heart to say this, but he's past his prime. He's too old. And I feel bad saying that. He can't win at a high level like he did. He was the most dominant athlete in all of sports at one point. Remember, he was winning tournaments in the 90s. It's 2024. Now, he's a super competitor. He's a, you know, you could say he's like a Michael Jordan, Kobe, you know, Tom Brady, super competitor. He's going to keep competing. He is. But can he win? I don't think so. I don't. And I know I hear guys on the air where they still want to talk Tiger and they want him to win, but I think the window is closed and there's nothing wrong with that. Tiger has nothing left to prove to anyone. His resume speaks for itself. But can he get out there and keep winning tournaments? No, he can't. That's okay though. Tiger is the man. Everyone loves and respects him for what he did on the golf course. But it's like, you know, you go on these shows, you think Tiger? No, I don't. And honestly, I hope he proves me wrong. He's a competitor. He wants to compete. Let him do it. It makes him happy. And people like watching him. Tiger Woods can go to any golf course in America and say, can I play your course? Yes, because then that golf course can be like, hey, Tiger Woods played on our course the other day. You could play as well. Maybe you could play with Tiger, Masters champion. I enjoyed it. There was no drama, but it was exciting to watch. And man, I'll tell you, when he hit that final putt to win the Masters, you could just see it through your television. Just there's this release. There's just this, you just so much pressure to win. And you win it, and he was his second. And just like you could see the relief on his face, because you got to be locked in to win that thing. You got to play the best round of your life for four straight days. Not easy. And I'll end with this. Then Dante's going to join us here in 5 minutes. When you look at sports, the great ones They find a way. And what I saw yesterday from Paolo Banchero and Franz Wagner, those are special players. Are they at their potential yet? No. And that's also exciting. They are very young, and they're learning to be great on the court. You see it in football, baseball, hockey, golf. You see it on the basketball court. It's really exciting to see where these guys are young. Franz is in year three, Paolo's in year two. You can't teach great talent. You can get in the right direction, but there's that God-given talent where I got to go get a bucket. Can you consistently, night after night, give me 20-plus points? And in high-pressure situations, can you go get a bucket? One guy can get hot, you know, on a Thursday in February. Oh, I dropped 35. And then the next game, he scores 6. The great ones, can you score 20-plus points a night when everyone in the building knows you're getting the ball, you're getting the double team, and you're going to the rim? Can you hit that shot? My dad always says this. Hey, anyone in the stands can go in the field and fail. He always jokes about that. You can go out there. Hey, I can go throw 5 interceptions. Sure. Who can go out there and throw 3 touchdown passes and lead your team to the Super Bowl? That's the difference. And that's what's exciting, where Paolo, they needed points in that first half. And Paolo is the real deal. And he was getting MVP chants from the crowd, which was awesome. He said, I am going to score the basketball. And he scored it from the outside. He went to the rim. He got his teammates involved. He was great in that first half. And so were his teammates. There were times that multiple players stepped up and made plays. That was a great team win. And in that second half, you could see Franz has had the ankle injury for a couple games. He played Friday, and then he really turned it on that second half on Sunday. And Franz is a special player as well, where he has this great Euro step move. He can go from both sides. He can get buckets. You can't teach that. There are only a couple individuals in the NBA where they can go out and get buckets for you. And the Magic have 2 of them. And that's what gets me very excited about the future of this team. And I know, you haven't had much to cheer about. I get it. Over the last decade or so, they've been a doormat. But they're finally climbing themselves out, and they're going in the right direction. That's what gets me exciting. And I hope they beat Cleveland. Do I have the expectations they will? I got to see it first. I feel like this season's already an accomplishment, mission accomplished. I like it. 47 wins, 29 at home, and they're going to the playoffs. They get the week off, then they got to go to Cleveland. It's very exciting. I love it. So you know what? Go Magic. Let's go to break. We'll talk about it with Dante Marcatelli next. He's on Bally Sports. He's on radio. He's on TV. He's been around this organization for over, 25 years? Is it that long? We'll break it down with Dante next. And yes, Gators spring game talk with Edgar Thompson, Orlando Sentinel at 4 o'clock.